It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, everybody? Of course, it's a fight week, UFC, PFL, Bellator, Ryan Garcia, Tank Davis, holy moly. But as always, I'm bringing the local fighting news to you, like the News 12 of MMA. This weekend, this Saturday, Stereo Garden, Flex Fight Series 22, Patchogue, New York. Absolute stack card. Of course, your boy is breaking ground for a new milestone. I will be on the broadcast team alongside Ben Davis and Harry Mack for Flex Fight Series card number one. There are two events. Very pumped for this. And one of the fighters that I will be on the call for, Darren LaMantilla, I had the wonderful opportunity of interviewing him. Please, folks, sit back, relax, just like Darren, and enjoy the interview.
It's time to step inside the Iketagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, guys? Another week, another interview. You guys know that I love the local scene. I try to be the News 12 of the Long Island fight coverage. You guys know that I love Mutant MMA, King Mo, as I'm calling him, King Issa, and now the third king. I'm sure there's many other kings, but Darren LaMantilla. Follow him on Instagram at LaMantilla underscore Darren, D-A-R-R-I-N. Darren fights this Saturday, just a couple hours away. Flex Fight Series 22. Oh my goodness, Patchogue, New York, Stereo Garden. It's going to be popping. It is a two-for-one. You know us Jews love those two-for-one specials. It's a two-for-one deal at Stereo Garden. Flex Fights putting on an amazing event. Can't wait for it. And I can't wait to see my boy Darren fighting there. I saw him fight in September at Melville, the All Sports Arena. He wowed me. I saw him warm up. I saw him put his prey to bed that night. It was fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Darren, thank you for your time. How you doing, brother?
Of course. I'm great. I'm feeling good. Feeling ready for Saturday. I'm excited.
I appreciate your time. I'm always aware that fight week is a very, maybe not sensitive, but a very connected week for the fighter. It's a very like in tune with your spiritual side, physical, mental, spiritual, everything coming together. I think it's a beautiful thing. So I try not to press you guys. If you don't mind, well, again, thank you for your time. Take me through your training camp, man. How was it?
It was good. You know, training twice a day. I go work out in the morning. I have a program that I follow. So every day it's like different types of work. You know, I do like just a lot of like bag work, a lot of this, like grappling work with other people from my gym, you know, and then training at night, every night, 7 to 9, you know. It was a good camp, I think, you know.
Now, I don't know if you noticed that the old school generation, I don't believe they were as regimented as you are. Is this something that you made a very hard focus on to be regimented, or is it just something you walked into with the gym or a father, an uncle, a teammate? Where does this come from, the regimented training camp?
Well, some of my coaches, they like to follow like a specific regimen, and I think it's a good idea. You know, you should have like an idea of what you're going to do that day or the next day, like have a schedule rather than just like kind of waking up and winging it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm just going to go train. I'm going to go like do whatever. Like, it's good to be scheduled and like, you know what you're going to do that day.
Is there anything that you wake up and you see your schedule and you're like, all right, it's going to be a tough day, whether it's condition and sprinting in fields or just like straight up wrestling practice. Is there anything you're like, woo?
Yeah, some days when I do the sprints or like yeah, when I do like the strength and conditioning days and those sprints and that that like cardiovascular training, you know what I mean? It could be rough. Or like sometimes, you know, when you go spar, you know, you get that nervousness, that energy, but that's good. That's, you know, that's what we do. You always got to feel that. And then once you're sparring, it's all, you know, I love to spar. So it's like one of my favorite things to do. So like once I'm doing it, I'm like, all right, this is awesome. But like, there's always that pre-workout. I feel like everyone kind of has like got to, you know, motivation is BS. So you got to just do it. Discipline, you know, just be like, all right, I'm going to go hit this workout, you know.
Is it hard to fight the voice in your head? I'm sure you see or hear Max Holloway talking about he's doing Zoom sparring or Zoom training. And then you have Garbrandt who does 300 rounds of sparring in training camp. Where do you find your happy medium in terms of sparring?
I just like to go flow, you know.
I know a flow, man. Hey, you want to flow? And then all of a sudden somebody's like, yeah, I'm flowing.
That's what everyone says. It's always starts like, oh, we're flowing. And then like one guy lands a good shot and then it, you know, escalates. But I feel like, you know, I have good training partners. So like, you know, we all kind of cooperate with each other and we all have the same goals in mind. And, you know, we're here to just get better and grow together. And then, you know, when you go spar elsewhere is when you like got to kind of turn that switch on, like, all right, it's going to be a little harder, you know what I mean? But that's what we need. This is how we get better, you know. This is what fighting is. We fight in a cage. So like a hard spar is, it is what it is. It's nothing compared to that. So, you know, but yeah, sometimes those little voices in your head, they be like, oh, just lay down today, like you don't gotta train, but you gotta say nah, like, you know. But you gotta be like, nah, like this is what, like I gotta do this. So, you know, you gotta silence that devil on your shoulder, you know what I mean?
I agree, man. I heard Michael Chandler once on a quote, I believe it was the Toby Rowland podcast. He says, I have to tape down that demon every day and then be like, okay, I beat you today. But that the next day, the demon's like ripping off that tape and like ready to fly in his head. And he's like, I got to keep taping it down every single day.
Yeah, that's for sure. Nah, some days, you know, some days you just want to like, you feel like super motivated. Like after I watch like some, if I watch the UFC fights on like a Saturday night, oops, my bad, that's a timer. If I watch the UFC fights on like a Saturday, then like Monday, I'm just like, yeah, let's get in there Monday. And then like, you know, by like Wednesday, Thursday, it's like, nah, just like take it easy. And you're like, nah, you gotta silence that. You gotta tape that demon down, like you said. Yeah.
100%. I heard a great quote from Dylan Montello. He says, sometimes your best days are when you're not feeling good, but you show up, maybe you're more relaxed because you're in your, like, you're like, ah, I don't know how I'm going to do today. You have low expectations. You end up just like performing extremely well. You're like, damn, I was flowing well on the mats. I was like, that's very interesting.
Yeah. You just got to turn that switch on. I feel like, you know, once you get moving and once you go get in the training, like you start to flow and then, you know, you feeling good. That's it. And it's a good day.
With everything, man. I'm trying to tell my brothers, they're like, yeah, golf is our sport. I'm like, but you don't work out like the pros, like to get like hit the ball 30 more yards. I was like, let's make it more of a sport. Obviously MMA is just, I think just the premier sport in the world. It's going to take over soccer eventually. I just think every country, you could be a poor country, Dagestan, Kazakhstan, doesn't matter. You could still have a world champion fighter. Again, we're being joined by Darren LaMantilla. Fights this Saturday, Flex Fight Series 22. Follow Darren on Instagram. No Twitter, no TikTok. He's a smart man. At LaMantilla_Darren. He's also a member of Mutant MMA in Oceanside. Darren has mentioned training with his teammates. I've interviewed his teammates, including Issa and Mo. You mentioned them, flowing with them, working with them. Just take me through the environment of Mutant MMA.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's not a crazy big gym. It's a smaller gym, but like we have solid dudes here that we all train. We all work around each other. Like, obviously Issa and Mo. I spar with Issa quite often. Zach Blumberg too. George Kudukashvili. He hasn't fought in a few.
He sounds dangerous.
Yeah, he's a pro. He fought in CFFC.
Oh, nice.
He's pro. He's actually my roommate. Yeah, and I train with all these killers down there. So yeah, but we get solid work all together, you know. We all we have a close bond. It's like a family here. Like there's no ego in this gym. I feel like we all just are so close. We're like brothers in Newton, you know. And it definitely helps us. Like on fight days, we're all helping each other out in the back, warming each other up, you know what I mean? And just it's a good environment here. Newton's definitely a great a great environment, a small gym, you know. And it doesn't matter that we're so small because we got some killers over here. It's like we're all fighters here, you know. So
it's true. You're small until you're not. You're small until you guys go to CFFC, ROC, and then the UFC. And then it's right there. It's right there how fast it can turn over. Man, mm-hmm. you gave me goosebumps talking before the interview. Talking about, yeah, I live close to the gym. I live above the gym. And now you're telling me your roommate is one of your teammates. Man, oh, man. I saw this ESPN video where Brett Okamoto was interviewing Hamzat. And in Sweden, All-Stars MMA, I believe it is. And mm-hmm. Hamzat was taking him through the closet that he used to live in when he moved from Chechnya to Sweden just to do what he loves. My man, you are living the dream. Even though it may feel like a grind each and every day, you are on that path to success. And I really do respect it, man. Is it just... Do you understand the journey, what you're on, that you're climbing the mountain? Do you see the top of the mountain? It's pretty special.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just, I just wanted to be here. And I used to live in Rockaway Beach in Queens. And then, you know, I didn't have a room there. So I was I need a room. So I moved into this gym. Well, it's like the apartment above the gym. It's like a storefront gym. So we have the apartment upstairs. And I definitely am on the journey to I lived it. This is the life I live. This is what I decided to do. I'll put 100% into this. You know, I have high expectations for myself and definitely pursuing the ultimate goal of world champion. So, you know, for sure. But it's good, you know, because all my roommates are Georgian. So I get to learn a little Georgian and I can speak a little Georgian now. But it's definitely helped me grow so much just being here and just putting putting all the eggs in one basket. Like that's how you got to make it in this sport, especially MMA. It's you can't half-ass this, you know, the dudes that half-ass it don't make it. So you got to just be all in, you know what I mean? And so that's how I'm here.
Wow. Wow. And shouts to Georgia, not Atlanta, Georgia, Georgia and the Republic over there.
Yeah.
I'm learning geography from MMA. I'm learning what flags look like about Caucasus Mountains and shit.
The Caucasus region. Yeah. They make some killers. Those are where the killers come from. The Kavkaz guys over there, man. That's where it's at. You know, training with those type of guys is how that's how they get you real sharp. For sure.
I believe it, man. You're sharp. Mutant's sharp. Have they taken you to any Georgian cuisines?
Not yet, actually. But I've eaten some Georgian food here in the apartment. They make this potatoes, fried potatoes. And then they eat it with this stuff called tekmali. It's this plum ketchup. It's all right, you know, it's different, definitely, but they have some unique foods, you know, and it's a very interesting culture. I think it's a really cool culture. It's very unique. They have a super unique language. It's one of the oldest languages in the world. And it's honestly super cool to learn about the culture and, you know, different things from Georgia, it's awesome.
I've I've associated with many Georgians, Gigas, Gios. My wife is from Eastern Europe, the Balkan district, and a lot of her friends are Georgian, and that's how I've been introduced to them.
Yeah.
The cheese boat. If you do go out to a Georgian restaurant, the cheese boat is freaking phenomenal.
I'll definitely try that. I'm going to go to some type of Georgian cuisine soon, maybe after the fight, maybe after weigh-ins. I don't know. But, like, yeah, I'll definitely have to give that a try. But I like to say, like, the Georgian people, they all have, like, similar names. It's Georgie, Giga, Levon, Tango. And, like, I say, like, they take, like, five names and put them in a hat, and they just pick one. And that's, like, how they name the Georgian people.
I believe it. I believe it. I know three Georgian dudes. They're all named George, and then one Dimitri.
George. That's the most common name over there. Is George. People that don't know about Georgia. Like when I tell people, I'm like, oh yeah, my roommate, he's named Georgia. He speaks Georgian, and he's from Georgia. They think I'm like messing with them. Like, no, that's not real. You're messing with me. I'm like, no, that's. I promise you, it's real.
And they're real cool people. Really appreciate it to like broaden my horizon. I was kind of in a bubble of Long Island, and I'm very thankful to open up my horizons and meet all these other people outside of New York. And I'm sure you feel the same. It's pretty special, pretty cool. Again, we're being joined by Darren LaMantilla. Fights this Saturday, Flex Fight Series 22. Follow Darren on Instagram at LaMantilla _ Darren, DARRIN. Now, Darren, I was at two of your most recent fights, the one in September and then the one in February.
Yeah.
I saw the high of the high, the low of the low in terms of performance and competitive. Fight nights. Why on this Saturday, April 22nd, are you going to get back on that smashing victory path?
I've just been preparing, I think, a lot differently. Like my last fight was a very important lesson for me. I don't think I was living like proper lifestyle. I wasn't doing the right things in camp. Like I was kind of, I was screwing up a little too much. And then I was kind of unhappy with my performance. I wasn't in the right state of mind too, and like, you know, I don't feel like I brought my fullest potential in this fight. I'm gonna be like really in the flow state, gonna control the pace, you know. I'm just coming with a whole different state of mind. I'm prepared for this fight. I just feel like I'm ready for this, and I, you know, this is just another obstacle on my path to success. So I just have to treat it as that, pace myself, you know, go out there and fight my fight, control the fight. I think in my last fight, I got too caught up in, like, I was just so aggressive, and like, I kind of came out like, oh, let's go. And then like, I blew my gas tank early, like, cause I was just so like ferocious, you know what I mean? And like, especially since my first two fights were both first round finishes. So I think I came into this last fight like, oh, I just gotta hit him and it's done. You know what I mean? And then I just didn't perform to the best of my abilities. So this fight, you know, I've been having a great camp. You know, I'm gonna get a great warm up in, gonna be flowing in, and I'm ready to go to war for three rounds. You know, I'm ready for that. I can go to war for five rounds now, I think, but I'm ready, you know, and I'm just going to go out there and show what I do. This is what I love to do. You know, I love fighting. Like there's nothing just something about fighting it's fun. You know what I mean? Like it's a very fun thing to do. And like, you always feel those nerves and those jitters before the fight. But then once you're in there and you're fighting, it's like, you just get like having a good time, you know what I mean? And like, it's just, I don't know. It's a very like fun and addictive thing to do, you know?
Wow. I wanted to ask you this before you just gave that answer. You seem like you operate at a very low frequency, very low RPM, like 99.9% of your life. But when it comes to fighting, it seems like you're almost like alive, like this is like where you're meant to be. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, definitely. Like I feel like I'm like a, you know, I'm like a chill dude or whatever. 100%. So like, but when I'm fighting, like people tell me like when I'm fighting, it's like I bring another person out. It's like it's like I turn the kill switch on. You know what I mean? And that's what I just love going out there and like showing that side of me. You know what I mean? And like showing that like I'm a killer in my heart. Like, you know, like the like, you know, that fighting is also part of the reason why I'm so like, you know, cool and my like chill in my life. Cause like if I wasn't fighting and I wasn't training, like I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'd be doing. You know, I might be like a serial killer or something. No, I'm joking.
That's the quote of the
yeah. I'm joking, but yeah, it's like training and fighting. Like it's just like my happy place, and you know, like I'm sure anybody who trains and fights can agree with this. Like if you don't train for like a week, you're just like itching. You're like eating. To get into that, to train and like it just, you know, definitely is like training is like my drug, you know.
Amazing. That woo! I'm pumped, man, for this Saturday. Flex Fight 22, hey. April 22nd, Stereo Garden, Patchogue, New York. Let's freaking go. Sir. My last question. Thank you for your time. I know this is could be a strenuous time if you didn't put in the work in the camps. I know some people, they look like Skeletors. They're in weight cutting week. But what are some of your goals for the next year, 5 years, 10 years? What are your goals as an amateur, as a pro? Just take me through that.
So a few goals I have. I mean, within the next year or two, I would definitely like to go pro. Like I'm looking to go pro and, you know, start really leveling up in this. I want to get an amateur belt. I really would like a belt, you know, and I'd like to have the belt and defend it like once or twice and then go pro. You know what I mean? You know, just my goal is just to follow the path, follow the journey. Like this is the way, you know what I mean? Just keep following the way. I live by this. So like next year to go pro, 5 years be fighting for a major pro organization, you know, like whether it be like CFFC, PFL, you know, and then eventually like UFC, you know, world champion. Like that's the goal. I think that's everyone's goal. That should be everyone's goal as a fighter, to be the best, like, you know, because like that's what we're here for. This is a super, super competitive sport. It's probably, it's like one of the most competitive things you can do. You know what I mean? So if you don't have that like drive to be like, I want to be the best, like you shouldn't be here. You got to want it. You know what I mean? And I really like think I have what it takes to make it to the upper echelons of this sport. And I just got, you know, obviously like at this moment, you know, I'm an amateur and I'm fighting, but I have the abilities and the potential. As long as I just keep following this path, following this way, training all the time, you know, just doing the right things, playing my cards right, and I'll make it for sure. I'm confident in that.
You, my friend, are wise beyond your years. You speak the wise word, man. That's
appreciate it for sure.
You gotta walk the path as you are, and you continue that path this Saturday, Flex Fight Series 22. My for man, sure. Darren LaMantilla, Mutant MMA product, sure. Oceanside product.
Well, I actually moved to Oceanside. I'm from
Rockaway
Beach in Queens. That's where I was raised, and I moved here when I was like a teen, like when I was at like my last year of high school. I moved here.
So. Well, wherever you are, you could be in the Caucasus Mountains. You are a real one, my man, and I'm very excited to see your fight. I will be on the call for that fight. I'm very pumped to see the walkout. It's going to be excellent, and good luck with the final cherry if your training camp, the weight cut week, and then of course good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to come on here and get interviewed and just like kind of express myself a little bit, for sure.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to be successful. You're the like one of the few, like very, very few who will be like, are we still doing this at three? And I was like, oh, my God, he's paying attention. He's sending the times. I was like, holy crap. Usually people don't. I was like, all right, that's a good sign. So
for sure,
we're locked in, my man.
For sure. 100%.
Man, oh, man. Cool kid. I'm telling you, when I seen him in the background of these events, he's very calm. You couldn't tell win, lose, same mannerisms, very calm, relaxed. I was like, oh crap, is he looking at me? I go, the kid's gonna kill me. He is a dangerous, cool killer, and I do respect his game. I do respect his mind. I do believe that he is going to do great things and represent Long Island, Queens, New York phenomenally in his next performance this Saturday. Again, Flex Fight Series 22, Stereo Garden, Patchogue, New York. Mutant MMA will be represented. They will be in the house. It's a full stacked card. A lot of local names that you guys will know. But around that, we have UFC. We have PFL. We have Bellator. And let me continue with the local scene. James Gonzalez is stepping in on short notice. Bellator 295 against none other than Aaron Pico on Saturday's main card. Big fight for James, representing Law MMA. Truly ecstatic for him. The dude has top-notch jiu-jitsu. If you do get a black belt from Sarah Jiu-Jitsu, you can go on the ground with anybody. Just look at Aljamain Sterling. Just look at James Gonzalez against Cody Law. Absolute phenomenal performance. Huge underdog in that. And now another, I think he's like a plus 400 underdog against Aaron Pico. The card's phenomenal. We got Rafion Stotts versus Patchy Mix. Layla Lee McFarlane versus Kana Watanabe. Ray Borg. Kyoji Hiraguchi, and of course, James Gonzalez, Aaron Pico. I like James to be comfortable at the distance with the teep kicks, the roundhouse kicks. Aaron Pico may try to close the distance with striking and wrestling, but of course, James goes with Merab Dvalishvili, goes with Aljamain Sterling, of course, the killers Nas, Matt Frivola, Justin Montalvo, Charlie Cannibal, Dylan Montello, Dennis Bazookia, just absolute killers that James goes with. A reporter tried to ask a question, Aaron Pico, compare Team Alpha Male to, Team Jackson Wink to Law MMA. He didn't take the bait. He obviously knows it's the real deal on the East Coast in Law MMA. And James Gonzalez is not a rollover. Though he is taking this fight on short notice, James is always in phenomenal shape, always putting in the rounds. It's probably good for him that he didn't have 8 weeks to just grind his body. He will be coming in fresh. James has that magic about him. If you guys remember a few years ago for CFFC, the wonderful Robert Hayek produced organization, James pulled off one of the craziest submissions I have ever seen against Pat Sabatini, now a mainstay in the UFC, was on a 4-fight win streak in the UFC's featherweight division, one of the longest win streaks in the featherweight division. I think it was Arnold Allen and Volkanovski that were ahead of Pat at the time. That was it. And James took him down with just like an hanging inverted armbar, where it was like unbelievable. Go Google that, Gonzalez versus Sabatini, and you will see Gonzalez's craft on display, his jiu-jitsu prowess on display. Just phenomenal, relaxed on the floor, and just absolutely relaxed. Very similar to who I just spoke with, Darren LaMantilla. Very relaxed, very calm, but just an absolute killer. So obviously pulling for James, very pumped for that. On the UFC side, we have a Queens native in Jared Flash Gordon going against Bobby Green. Huge fight. Huge fight for Jared Gordon. You're going to have a hungry, a very out of the chute, ready to pummel Bobby Green, who's lost to Dober, Islam Makhachev, and now is trying to bounce back from that off Jared Gordon's name. And Jared Gordon is hot off the loss to... Maybe he got a win in between against... Paddy Pimblett was the last fight for Jared Gordon, where a lot of people thought he won back in December. And, I thought Jared Gordon won that. And this is a big fight. If he can beat Bobby Green, he is now only going to be looking for big matchups. Bobby Green's a big matchup. Can he get some redemption for Ali Quinta? Hopefully. It's a great fight. Great weekend of fights, man. There was no PFL. I said PFL, but it's double Bellator. Friday night, Saturday night, UFC, and of course, the Flex Fight Series. Pavlovich, Curtis Blaydes. I'm going to go with Curtis because he's an intelligent fighter. He will wrestle. It would not be wise to hang out with Sergey Pavlovich on the feet. I hope he's smart. I like Bruno Silva over Brad Tavares. Montel Jackson against Ronnie Yaha. I like Montel Jackson. And of course, Tank Davis, Ryan Garcia, the speedster in Ryan Garcia versus the powerful, stocky puncher in Gervonta Davis. Can Ryan Garcia get out of his own head and not fall into the traps that Gervonta Davis has already been setting with the pre-fight betting, with the press conferences? I do believe Ryan Garcia is extremely talented and confident and possesses speed that we have not seen at that division. No, not Lomachenko, Haney, Kambosos. They do not possess the speed that Ryan Garcia possesses. But the thing is, this is the biggest spotlight that Ryan Garcia has been on. Gervonta Davis has fought at McGregor Mayweather. He's headlined many cards. A couple years before Ryan Garcia, I think this was the right time for Gervonta to take this fight against Ryan, where he's young, he's exuberant, and he could potentially fall into a trap. I don't believe anybody's getting knocked out or finished. I do believe that this will be a crowning moment for Ryan Garcia to feel and see that he can go the distance with the elite of the elite in Gervonta Davis. What I would love is a rematch, not because of controversy, but just because of competitive natures. Whether or not they do that one or two fights to build themselves back up, inflate their record even more before they come back to the rematch, that's fine. But let's get the rematch. These guys are young enough. I do believe Gervonta will take a decision. Though I'm pulling for Ryan Garcia. Mexico, baby, Mexico. It's going to be an excellent fight and an excellent fight card weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Iktagon. Your boy, Isaac Ike freaking Feldman. Yes, freaking is one of my middle names, like Dean Thomas. It's amazing how many mothers name their kids' middle names freaking. But your boy is out. Enjoy the fights. Peace.